This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. A 21-year-old junior at Middlebury College who was detained for 2 weeks in Syria is now home. Over the weekend, Teek Root was reunited with his family at Logan Airport and returned to Vermont. Syrian police took Root into custody on March 18th during a crackdown on anti-government protests. Root says he had gone sightseeing in the old city of Damascus when the protests erupted, so he started taking pictures of the scene with his smartphone. At that point, he says, plainclothes police took him away. We spoke with Teek Root this afternoon, and he told us that until his release, he knew nothing about how long he would be held in Syria or what, if anything, his family back home in Vermont knew about his situation.
That was one of the more difficult parts. The lack of information, just in general, in the prison was probably the hardest part for me and many of the other prisoners.
Root says he was afraid he'd be caught in a political limbo and could be held for years. Twice, he says, he got word that he might be released, only for that not to happen. He says those were the toughest times for him emotionally.
Definitely ups and downs. The ups were usually followed by pretty big downs. But I just tried to keep myself pretty numb as much as I could.
Give me a sense of sort of physically where you were. Were you alone? Were you with other people?
For the first week, I was in what I think was supposed to be an isolation cell. It was about 3 by 7 feet. But the second day I got there, they ended up putting someone else in there with me. And then I was moved to a 10 by 12 room.
In that holding cell, Root says he was with about 22 other prisoners, many or most of them Syrian. And he says he ate only potatoes and bread during the 2 weeks he was held.
They basically treated many of the prisoners like animals. I was kind of saying to myself, this is what I always imagined zoo animals were being treated like.
Root says he wasn't beaten, but he says, although he doesn't want to share details at this point, he did hear and see evidence of torture.
For me, there definitely wasn't, but it is important to realize that the Syrians were physically abused quite badly.
As for why he was detained, he got many different answers.
Although I never really found out why I was being held for sure, the charges ranged from being a CIA agent to a journalist. I think ultimately I was just told I broke the Syrian law.
Root says that when he was released by Syrian authorities a couple days ago, he wasn't taken straight from the prison to the U.S. Embassy in Damascus. Instead, he says he went a roundabout route, designed, he believes, so the media wouldn't find out. He says he also believes that the prison where he was held on Baghdad Street in Damascus is a secret one.
From what I can tell, it's one of their more secret prisons. I was told that the U.S. government never was actually told where I was being held, and they actually thought I was in a different prison. So this secret police prison exists.
Now that he's home, he says he's going to turn to writing and recording his story as therapy. He also says that being with his parents is reassuring and that he's only now finding out how hard they pushed for his release, with help from Senator Patrick Leahy and other members of Congress and also the U.S. Embassy.
I'm just so glad to be back. And as we both exchange stories from both sides, it just continues to astound me what they're able to do and what they did to get me out.
That was 21-year-old Teek Root of Ripton, Vermont, who was recently released after being detained for 2 weeks in Syria by Syrian police. He had been in the country studying Arabic. Root also told us that he had been studying in Egypt when protests erupted there, so he went to Syria thinking that that would be a safer country.